American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the palatial Dogwater Studios overlooking the beautiful Reno, Nevada area, this is episode 1 of season 10 of the Worst Little Podcast. I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. We've got Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, and even Ian. We've got our favorite advocate for pain, Ken McKim. And then there's the TCP coming at you.
The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Starting strong for 2020.
Yeah. Hi there.
Ken advocates for pain.
Well, specialty. it's a funny way of saying describing
that's
his
a whole
job.
Different channel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a
not this episode.
He's got leather pants and a rubber mask.
He's wearing them right now.
He sounds a little muffled. That's why.
Well, hey, settle down, settle down, everybody.
We're just so excited that we're here.
I know. I'm excited. But I want to, hey, Ken, welcome back to the show. Ken has been a guest on the show back in the old studios, even.
Was it or was it here?
No, it
was here, but
no,
it was just barely here.
Really?
Did you ever do a show in the old house?
Over in Pyramid?
No.
Oh, yeah.
My old memory deceives me.
Rory's spidey sense is off.
Yeah. But it has been quite some time.
It has been a long time.
Yeah. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And nice to meet you for the first time again.
You're right. I know. I just kind of show up and then disappear out of nowhere. I kind of make an appearance after that. And then, life goes on. It's been good.
It's very Reno of you. Very
I'm
Reno.
Saying, yeah. I'm starting to get the hang of it around here.
Are we calling you TCP or are we calling you?
So my artist name is TCP, but okay. You guys can call me Tegan or my name is Tegan Powell.
Mr.
So,
Powell.
Okay. Mr. Powell.
Mr. Powell. Yeah. Real professional. We gotta,
no, none of that.
You there with the face.
Yeah, the person in the jacket, the black one, and the shoes.
I gotta ask, does TCP stand for something else besides your initials?
No, it's just my initials, which is Tegan Chase Powell.
Okay.
Basically, my thought process on that is if I'm going to represent something, I want to represent myself. If I'm going to just, be blatant with it, be straightforward, it's me. My music is me. It's not a character that I portray. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's
right
good.
On.
That's a good way of putting it.
Good.
I was theorizing before the show that he was playing on PCP,
yeah.
Smoke some of this and fucking
I went more for the Juggalo angle on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the ICP.
Yeah.
The clown posse.
Never been the biggest fan of them, but where I grew up, everywhere. It was ridiculous.
Well, luckily, they are everywhere.
I'm saying.
It was everywhere here for a long time, too.
Would any of you ever
don't
go
use
to
the past
gathering?
Tense, Ian.
The gathering.
Do you guys know what the gathering is?
I do not.
It's like a rainbow festival for Juggalos.
It's like Juggalos Burning Man.
Probably could not do that.
I would go for science.
And the Faygo?
All the Faygo.
Yeah. Anyway,
welcome to the new year and the new season, everybody. Glad to be back. It's been a month?
About that.
Just about a month.
Yeah,
we're all going crazy.
We took a few. Weeks
did Riku
off.
Have a good Christmas?
She had a mildly pleasant Christmas.
Did she not get everything she wanted?
All she got was all the things that we had taken away from her in the past 3 months, wrapped up and given back to her. And a couple of pants.
Shit.
Oh, and her mom gave her, Cheyenne mom gave her some good stuff, of course. And no, she had a fine Christmas. It was great. And then she went back to school and started getting bad grades again. I don't want to talk about it because school's only been in for 5 days.
Oh, no.
How could she be failing already?
Plus her classmates.
I don't
want to
talk about it.
This glue smells great.
Honey, get out of the grudge.
Because she seems, even Phil was like, in church, she's suddenly becoming a young adult woman.
Oh, wow. She's very much more self-possessed.
Oh, my God. She's not.
And
she
that's why she's not turning in her goddamn homework, because she doesn't think she needs to do any of that, because none of us adults know what we're talking about.
That age.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's eighth grade. It's fun. It's not like it matters or anything, you know, starting freshman year. You're great.
At least when I was filling out of school, we were going to have nuclear war, so it really didn't matter.
And look where that got you now.
Right, Ken?
Running the beautiful Dogwater Studios.
Yeah. I remember we were all going to die, and so
we would have planned way better.
Freeing,
liberating. Every media outlet was telling us we were all going
to
die.
There was no reason once I turned 18 not to run up credit card debt because so the wall fell, so the Soviet Union crumbled. All those nuclear bombs are still out there.
Yep.
And they still are.
Yep. I think we
as
might
is the credit card
but
debt.
My credit
that never goes away.
Well, some of those pizzas I'm still paying off. 25 years old. Interest rate at 27%, man.
The best pepperoni.
It was really good.
It wasn't, but I'll say it is.
But Riku did kick ass last night at the show.
Oh, thank you. Ladies to the Front 2.0, Margie Ford's birthday, a wonderful show, opened by the Princess Bombs, followed by Tenacious Double D, Blue Envy, and Roxy Colley.
I love them.
We did not get to stay for the whole show, but how was it?
Dude, Blue Envy was...
They're so rad.
Yeah.
Out of the park. So entertaining, so good. Shikiva, like our souls were there. You know what I mean? Like it was crazy. It was kind of out of body.
Awesome.
Good. They were so good. And then playing was super fun. But Riku fucking was great, dude.
Thank you.
That was the best I heard her sing ever. And her making all the right choices on the songs. And then when she did Jolene, that knocked me out. That was great.
Awesome. Thank you.
You should have been there, Rick. You would have
been proud of little Riku.
I'm so sad I wasn't there. I was at work all night, but I kept seeing everybody's updates and like videos and stuff, and so I was like trying to play at home or play along at home.
Oh, good.
When I was playing it after the show and Riku's listening to it and she says, "Dad, is it just me or do I kind of sound like Mom?"
Oh.
I fell to the ground. I'm like, oh my God, yes.
Oh my God.
You hear that too?
She sounds a lot like a younger Cheyenne, as it were.
Truth.
So, check it out. They're on the Princess Bombs Facebook page. If you like to follow our band, please give us a like and a follow on Facebook.
Okay, and just to compare, this is Cheyenne's voice.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Yeah. And this is Riku's voice.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
That's her voice like a decade ago.
Wait, I've got a later one.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Okay, now play Cheyenne again.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Now, Riku.
I'm sorry.
Play the wolf, play wish.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
It's Cheyenne.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Yeah, I hear
you guys
it.
Hear it?
You get one from this past Christmas? Like, don't you have something from like 13?
Well, you know, and I got this.
Rory who? Never heard of him.
Oh, and then
the Reverend what?
Anyway,
that's yeah.
Oh man.
That was the funniest bit we've done all year, you guys.
Yeah. Well, so far off to a good start.
It's just going to go up
downhill
from here.
Already
and thank you, Ian. Great. Glad for the vote of confidence. You've just been demoted.
Good luck, I didn't have a position anyway.
You have to pay Rick to come here. And I don't mean in cash.
Oh, my God. Dude, he's a Patreon subscriber. He already does.
What? I pay $10 a month.
Nice.
Fuck.
All right.
Me and Ian.
Yeah, really.
That's how I got my name in the first place. Is that
and
I
Nick
told,
too.
Yeah, I told
oh,
him
Nick
that I got
too?
The Patreon.
Fuck, Rory's the only one that doesn't pay for the show.
I have children.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
But speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to support season 10 of The Worst Little Podcast, please check us out on our Patreon page, our Patreon podge, however you want to call it. It's still the same Worst Little Podcast. Where is it, Rick?
Oh, it's
I'm lost. It's the internet.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Right. That is the pagina de Patreon.
Yes.
So please check us out and you get little extra bonus content every week.
Get a little mini show before the show.
That's right.
Yep. Tegan did a whole other song that none of you are ever going to fucking hear.
Unless you drop some monthly money on the podcast.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is there a way for, oh no, if you're a new person, you get your starting then, right?
But I'm so super nice. When somebody starts new, I might send them like the previous week.
If
yeah.
they want
it.
Oh, that's
and if cool. somebody started new and sent me a message and said, can I please have such and such week? I'd just do it.
See, that's a good thing
all.
To know you guys.
And I bet if you like sent an extra like $10, Rick would just give you all of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. And that's like a lot. Yeah, somebody could just be like, hey, I really missed that Atomics extra track. Can you send me that and their Patreon? Fuck yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
Yep.
For $5 a month.
Join the club.
As it says in our original theme song, give us a dollar, we'll say your name. That offer still stands.
Yeah, we take cash for that one.
Yeah, later on in the show, we'll announce the assistant costume designer. Ian, look that up. Because we have such a caring, intimate relationship with all of our subscribers.
Hey, some of us do.
Hey, hey.
You don't know who.
You, yourself, and I?
No.
Oh, you've got, there's a current flame?
Yes.
All right. Well, moving on. Let's talk about our guest. Okay, we'll come back to that in the quiz later. And no. let's go with Ken.
Ken.
Ken, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What's Dr. going on? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Okay. So since the last time I was here.
Actually, before we get to where you were at. Yes. Maybe we should jump into who you are and what you're doing, too.
Who am I?
So people don't think you're an advocate of pain. But you are a pain advocate.
I am a pain advocate. So, all right, Reader's Digest condensed version. My wife has Crohn's disease. She's had it for well over a decade now. And so we got thrown into the mess of the medical world and learning all about Crohn's, and we kept meeting other people who were having similar experiences with their chronic illnesses. So 2014, started a YouTube channel called Don't Punish Pain, where I did videos about various different chronic illnesses. There's 30 that I have up there of different individual chronic illnesses. And I have some other playlists on there. And recently, I decided I wanted to take a little bit more of a hands-on approach locally and actually start getting into patient advocacy. And so that's kind of why I'm here tonight, just talking about my efforts to try to make that real.
Cool.
It's hard.
So what's turned up? What's going on right now?
So right now, rewinding a little bit, March last year, I took a test for a national certification for patient advocacy. There's a lot of people who can mm-hmm. call themselves an advocate, might not know really what they're talking about, and
they're filling a role as opposed to having an expertise,
right? Yeah. And so there is a national group that has come up with a test that's given all over the United States. It's a proctored exam. It's 3.5 hours long. It's not open book.
What do you have to know?
It's a lot of focus on ins and outs of HIPAA privacy, Medicare, Medicaid regulations, ethics,
legal policy procedure, federal policy procedure,
that kind of thing. And it's set up in such a way that you can't study for a test and pass it, because they give you broad categories of what the knowledge is going to be that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that I knew on that test was because of what I've been doing with Karina, for over the last decade.
Right.
So they don't want people to just study for a test and pass it. They want people who actually have invested the time and, taken the time to actually learn about what advocacy
is. And know what the flags for scenarios are.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So I got that. I got that certificate back in March, and then I started putting together the company, and I initially just wanted to do that full time. It's very difficult to find any kind of funding for things of that nature, and so I'm currently trying to do both. I'm trying to hold down a full time job, and still do this. So it's threading a really uncomfortable needle that way.
Yeah, but it sounds like you've definitely been able to grow this venture to something viable.
I'm hoping so. Yeah. I've had two clients, and they've both been eye-opening experiences. They've both been amazing people, and it just reaffirms the fact that this is very much needed. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people doing what I'm doing. Even the people that are doing something similar aren't doing it to the same level that I want to.
Now, are you like representing people like in court or to doctors?
So basically,
or, you know, what's a little bit more about what's going on?
The biggest thing that I want to do, and the reason that I've been looking for, you know, angel investors and mm-hmm. people who see the need for this kind of thing, is that so many people with chronic illnesses end up going to doctor's appointments by themselves, completely alone.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I have noticed just from, you know, going with my wife all these many years, the difference in the room when you've got that third person. Mm-hmm. So if you have not only a third person who's kind of emotionally at a distance from the whole situation, but who knows the right questions to ask, who can translate medical jargon into plain English, take good notes during the appointment, and then give the person something that they can hold on to in their hands, because, you know, try getting your medical records out of a doctor. That's an adventure in and of itself, I'll tell you. but then being able to actually see something that makes sense, mm-hmm. that's in plain English, no one's doing that. There's nobody.
And people are just going in.
And people are just going in
scared little sheep
blind.
And then being shuffled off later. And
seems like the hospital would want to hire you. You know what I mean? To like keep their insurance, you know?
The hospitals have their own patient advocacy departments, and they are very much interested in advocating on behalf of the hospital.
Right. Mm.
So it's a point of pride for me in a way that nobody's patient advocacy services are covered by insurance.
Of course.
And that means that I am advocating for my client. If someone else is paying me, they're the client. I might be going into the office with you, Rory, but if someone else is paying the bill, I'm really responsible to them, not responsible to you.
Right, right.
And it's just, I don't know, the whole thing's a mess. our healthcare system is such a freaking disaster.
And there's even – back in The Sopranos, there was even a whole running joke about that. You always take somebody to the doctor's office. You don't go alone. Never go alone. Bring somebody with
John
you.
John Oliver had a great bit on it a few months ago.
I literally have done that in my – and, you know, and I've had – what do you call it? A being seen anxiety. Like, it's a test. I don't want to go. I'll put it off for any reason. Mm. But if somebody goes with me, okay. And they remember to ask all the questions. I'm too anxious. I'll tell them the questions to ask while I'm sitting there freaking out.
I meet with the client. We go over what you want to get out of the appointment. What are the questions you're not getting answered?
Okay.
You know,
you're the handholder.
If they need transportation, I will take them there. If they need me to take them by the pharmacy on the way out, you know, to drop off their prescriptions or whatever before I take them home, I'll do that. The whole thing with me, it's very hands-on, and that's
so.
The
like, do you
part.
Like? Will you like just go to a dental appointment with somebody getting a root canal and drive them home, kind of thing?
that's a little different. They have a they have a. You could actually Uber has a service that would probably be better for that. But for chronic pain patients who are their lives are. They're stressful enough.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and
they
just need somebody that empathizes and will be on their side, because it's some of the strongest people I know, some of the most intelligent, just dynamic personalities get into a room with someone who has an MD after their name, mm-hmm. and they just shrink, and they just clam up, and they don't assert themselves. And I'm not easily intimidated, and I use that to my advantage. I'm not a jerk about it. I don't ever raise my voice, but I also don't back down, and I ask the questions that need to be asked.
Mm-hmm. In the last 4 years, both of my parents lost all of their parents to dementia and Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And the number of appointments and things that they had to deal with carrying their ailing parents through this was horrendous. And my mom had to be the advocate for my grandma, and it was a full-time job, and she had a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And none, you know, and she just had to do it. And there was no way around it. It would have been so great to have somebody that cared for us the way that, you know, like we would have done it ourselves. Mm-hmm. It was so hard on both my, and my dad, when I went to see my dad, when he was going through that, when he was in the middle of it all, he was just, his whole day was nothing but every time something happened, every time a doctor called, every time they had any kind of communication, then he'd have to call 6 different family members that all needed to be filled in on what was happening. Mm-hmm. And then something would change and he'd have to call the 6 people back. And it was just, it was such a wreck and he was such a mess. And then we would finally get to the end of the night and he would be able to sit down, take a shot of whiskey and cry.
Yeah.
Like it was so awful. It would have just been so great to have somebody that could have helped out with a fraction of that.
It's draining. It is. Yeah. It can literally feel like a full-time job. And people who are caring for a loved one who has dementia, who has a chronic illness, and you know, they have to, if they have to take time off from work, good luck. Because we pay lip service in this country to taking care of your family, being there for your family. Oh, yeah, family values, except when you want to take the time off.
Oh, right.
If you want to take the time off, good luck actually getting to, because it's going to come out of your personal vacation time, your personal sick time. And there's mm-hmm. always that, well, so-and-so's not here. Joe's not here today. Oh, he's taking care of his wife again. Oh, didn't make it into work again. Good. Doesn't look good for Joe. And so that's a whole other separate conversation.
Yeah. that kind of programming,
but, yeah. But they did. I mean, so that's kind of the niche that I'm trying to fill. I want to be the guy who can help take care of all that, who can do all the running around, who can do the endless phone calls and emails and faxes, and sit on hold for 30, 40, 50 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
How do people get a hold of you for that?
Website, nobleadvocacy.com. Sounds Ken Noble McKim. So I just went with my middle name.
Start that over from the beginning. Sure. What's the website?
Okay, get your pens ready out there.
The website is www.nobleadvocacy.com.
Nice. Noble Advocacy.
Yep.
Thank you so much for what you do. That's
That's awesome.
No, thank you for letting me ramble on about it.
We're just like sitting around doing stupid music and farting and making jokes about it. So you're actually changing people's lives. But speaking of which, let's have a little music.
Ooh. Oh, Tegan, don't you love
it? I'm going to just like, yeah.
Our transition.
Tegan, welcome to the show, buddy.
All right, I'll take it over.
See, normally we do a musical break between the like big, heavy conversations and stuff. So you're up to bat,
awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the podcast, TCP.
Well, this song I'm going to be doing, Right My Wrongs. It's a little song that I, it's poetry. Is essentially what I wanted it to be. Everything about it is just me sitting down, thinking about life, thinking about what people go through, what I go through, and putting it on a page and letting it just flow to an instrumental, and just open and from the heart. So, let's get after it. My heart feels heavy, I'm about ready to give it all up. Said the times are tough and these hard times keep getting rough. Said I don't know where I'ma go, got me feeling all stuck. I'm trying to right my wrongs, but I feel like I'm fucked. Feel like I'm fucked, yeah, I feel like I'm fucked. I feel like I'm stuck in a place where every single face is aimed towards me. They trying to judge from the marks and scars they engraved on me, so they could take away my guns when they draw on me, so they could be safe when they drive on the roads they paved on me. As they watch me weekly. They take a selfie trying to flex on me, and we call this peace. I mean, please just open your eyes and realize that these people make mistakes. They're trying to change their lives, and we only make it worse with the hateful lies and ungrateful lies said behind my back. Said I ain't bad, I just want you to relax, cause no change could be done overnight, and that's a fact. Unless I take a knife and slice where my arteries at, and let the flow just go till my vision is black, and no more open sores with the infection at, and no more open doors and no welcome mass. This is war, but I don't wanna fight no more, no more. I just wanna fuck a smile without this pain I endure. Yeah, I'm tired of these smiles, you got me running for sport, trying to build your rapport, shit. But no words I pour can describe the pain nor the pit that I'm living in. Trying to right my wrongs and escape this imprisonment. I'm trying to find my way, I've been high today, trying to find my innocence. Been righting my wrongs, at least I'm fucking trying. Trying to say there's no pain without fucking lying. All this work I'm applying has got me closer to the edge. I'm trying to hold on to the little bit of thread that's left around my neck. If money is evil, then who's buying the shit? Supporting the click and hoping we continue to spit. It's just an image I see until I torch it down to debris to blow away with the breeze and then never return. I said we'll never be free, and that's the type of shit you learn growing up in these streets. It's when you're starving for weeks and using body warmth as heat, cause we still can't piece enough change for some sheets and something to eat. It's just a look in the past, but I still don't let that decide upon the life that I have. I said I never wanna suffer, so I'll cover up the fact. I was mad, I was trash, and depression got bad. I was sad, but this is my doing. Addiction and an ego got my fucking life ruined. Swimming in the drought and I couldn't get out, I was drowning. Now I got a mission and a vision I'm found, and I'm gone. I'ma right my wrongs, I'ma right my wrongs, I'ma right my wrongs as I write these songs. I'ma right my wrongs, I'ma right my wrongs as I write these songs. Said I'ma write my wrongs, I'ma write my wrongs as I write these songs. Said I'ma write these wrongs.
Nice.
Awesome, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So, you mentioned earlier you're not a Reno resident for a long time?
No, I
How long you been here?
Maybe I think about 4, maybe 5 months at this point.
Oh, you're counting it in the month still.
Yeah, okay. it's been
a while. Wait. Did you just throw a dart at a dartboard and like I'm going to Reno?
No.
That's how I got here, dickhead.
No, that's how I got everywhere else but here. this past year so I'm originally from Idaho in a smaller town, Twin Falls. I ended up going to Arizona.
Were you a farm boy?
No, okay. No. There is a lot of them out there, but I was not one of them. But I'm a rapper. You should know that. Come on, but
he's a goddamn townie.
Farm boys can be rappers.
yeah, we'll leave that at that.
Country rap,
right? Yeah, we won't talk about that. But I ended up moving out to Arizona. I went to a school for audio engineering, the Conservatory of Recording Arts and Sciences. And then once I graduated from there, I moved out to Nashville, Tennessee. I was working in a recording studio out there known as the Sound Kitchen Recording Studios.
Right.
And then after a couple months out there, just really wasn't feeling it. Kind of different vibe from the West Coast over to the East. It wasn't bad. It was just different. And things weren't working out in my way or working my way. And so I just it kind of came to the point where I wanted to move. Reno was the choice because both my brother used to live here, so he gives me a lot of tips of stuff I can do, go around. He knows a few people, and my father, he works out here. He travels like every once a month down here, so I get to see him as well, which is nice.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. You almost just threw a dart and ended up here. that's pretty goddamn close. Reno, that sounds good. They've been there once or twice.
Right, I was gonna say.
How are you liking the weather today?
Honestly, not bad.
Not bad.
I'm gonna say for Idaho, I just remember being terrible. Awful, especially when in the winter when it snows, and not just the snow, but the fact that the snow creates such terrible potholes, and Idaho's the worst when it comes to fixing potholes. So you just, the entire winter, you're probably going to schedule about 14 appointments at the, you know, the car place to get it fixed. And,
right.
You know, so it's literally just consistently trying not to die. So when you get out here, luckily, it hasn't snowed that bad. It snowed that one time, and it wasn't bad.
This winter has been awful.
This is a particularly dry and not stormy winter.
We don't usually have like two in a row.
If you stick around until next year,
last year sucked.
Next year it'll come again.
Last year was great. Last year was a real winter. We had moisture. That's the point of winter. Right.
But I even hate winter, and I liked last year.
But I'm going to enjoy whatever it is. When it snows, I enjoy that, and when it's fucking not snowing,
but Rick, today was a perfect example. It was a lie. It was a lie because it was sunny. It looked like spring, and it was 30 degrees outside. It was a lie.
And the wind.
And my hands hurt like the pressure front was moving in, but we got no actual storm.
No, you just got pain.
Yeah.
And sunshine.
Yeah.
To make that pain worth it, we should have a storm later this week. So.
That's what they've been saying every week since Thanksgiving.
Right. They want it so bad. The weather people on the station are so upset.
I've got my kids' college tuition riding on this down at Baldini's.
There's a magic circle in my basement. Candles. It's all fine.
It's good.
Oh, man.
It has been actually quite a nice winter. I've been enjoying it greatly.
Yeah. Global warming works for Reno.
Hey, even if Mammoth fucking blows and there's giant super volcano action, Reno likely going to be safe until the fallout comes all the way back around.
Right?
Like, we'll have months to prepare and fight off all the refugees. Because Yeah, it's a mountain town. Only so many people can fit in my house.
We'll just start blocking off the passes, man.
Right. Yeah, it's super easy.
There's only like two.
Yeah, you just done.
Like, remember the Donner Party? Good. Join up. I kid.
Not really. Should we do another song? Well, DCP, you got another one, and then maybe get to that special part of the show.
Ooh, like Bam Bam.
Yeah, if you want to.
So this next song, this is going to be a part of my EP, which is going to be dropping next month in February 21st. It's the day last year that I decided, hey, I'm going to spend some good time and make something crazy, something interesting, something new, something that is just not, you know, never been really heard. And granted, you know, there's a lot of things on the album that I can understand if people didn't like. But to me, every single thing that I've done has been super badass. And it's all just being different, being creative, being able to step out of your box. So the whole EP is going to be called Other Shit, which is also the name of this next song. So let's get into it. Hey. What's that? Who's this? No way, it's TCP. Said run and tell your friends that TCP be on that other shit. Up in his element, spitting this elegance. Now don't you know that I'm a beast with razor teeth, I'm tearing it. Digging the grave to bury it, snatching the crown, I'll carry it. Now who that? That home so fly, spin so sick, make grown man cry. I take all of the credit, along with the checks and all the respect. Coming right at your neck, the taste of that excellence off of my breath. You talking that arrogance, come to your residence, popping up venomous fumes I inject. Whoa, we gon' get it, fuck that best bet, we win it. On top, never stop, no finish. I'm Popeye sipping on that spinach. Boy, just listen, I don't really wanna play. A king don't sleep when he's trying to get paid. You hear what I say, get the fuck out the way. For a run, your hands down, open that case to the crown now. Put it on my head with a big smile, no frown. Cause I'm about to put 6 rounds in your mouth, clown. Cause I earned this shit from the ground up. I'ma take this bitch no matter what. Said I'm at enough to splatter blood. You're calling on root to batter up. You fucking with me, well, I think you should know. You get folded like dough and then vanish like smoke. Whoa. Now there we go, talking all that shit like you run the show. Just a big bad wolf knocking all
on the dough, breaking in when nobody home, stealing your hope that you ever be the greatest. Call my style, just trying to be famous. Boy, just face it, you don't ever be high. Be the last mic drop, cause you might as well stop. Oh God, cause I'm spitting all that real shit. Give you something to feel. Bitch, my words be webs to kill with. My words be webs to kill with. Cause I'm spitting all that real shit. Give you something to feel. Bitch, my words be webs to kill with. My words be webs to kill. Said run and tell your friends that TCP be on that other shit. Up in his element, spitting this elegance. Now don't you know that I'm a beast with razor teeth? I'm tearing it, digging the grave to bury it. Snatching the crown, I'll carry it. Now who that? That homie so dope, spin so sick, make your whole crew choke. Whoa, please pardon my babe. Been whipping the system, skirting away, ayy. Cause I'm done with the crap, done with the bullshit. Boy, miss me with that. I'm tired of people just trying to act. There isn't a problem with killing my craft. Sad, and a homie got mad. I can't understand this path that we led, this trash that we fed to all of our heads. Yeah, visions are vivid, and now is the choice. You see, TCP don't like all the noise of the fucking drug addicts trying to talk to these boys. Telling pop these pills, telling guns or toys, telling fuck these girls, but they hear their voice and I'm fucking annoyed. You mumble, you jumble, the times that you talk, you seem like you're eating or sucking on cock. Or maybe it's doubled by both of your uncles. I'm tired of puzzles, I'm tired of games. TCP ruthless as ice in his veins, he's spitting the flames. What's worth that he say? They forming the phrase, emitting the rays as hot as the sun. Oh fuck, now what if I begun? Said I'm going insane every day and I can't see straight cause my mind turned. Welcome to the class where the real G's learn. Welcome to the class where the real B's burn. Sell more cause of the facts, you don't need to concern yourself. No help is needed, any challenger is about to be defeated. Find you and find it, then she commit to lead it. I beat this beat, I'm Muhammad Ali. What I say, I mean it, that is the truth. Call me B-Rabbit when I hop in the booth. Rappers gon' rap and shooters gon' shoot. Then facts gon' stack and the fans gon' salute. Boy, you do you and I'll do me. Living my life as a fucking king. I'm up in my element, spitting elegance like goddamn motherfucking G-O-G's.
Yeah!
Fuck yeah, man.
Did you breathe? That was dope. Holy shit.
And that was a lot of words. And I'm just saying that on the EP, if you liked any of that, you have to check out the EP because that is just raw. I'm a person that likes to come on. I don't like to have a lot of backing and fancy stuff because I save that for the real, the real song that's going to come out so that when you check it out, you get to be surprised of what I took and how what I made it become. Because there's a lot of creativity that really goes into the engineering, me just being an audio engineer.
I say, but speaking of that, the backing beats you got going on there, you brought a friend, you brought somebody. Let's give a shout out to, to the studio.
I got my homie, he makes a few of my beats. His name, he goes by the name C-Puff, good friend of mine, Christian. And if you can find, or if you go on YouTube,
is he all hogtied back there?
Right now, his mouth is full.
Right, we can't trust him back there.
No,
dangerous
that's
games.
It's jokes, girls. Jokes.
Just jokes.
Do you want to talk C-Puff?
C-Puff.
C-Puff.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I like your beats. That's some cool shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the way to do it.
Is that actually you, C-Puff, that did all the music, or did somebody else? Or
that one wasn't me. I don't think any of the.
Oh well, never mind. Get out of here. I was misled.
No, but he makes a few of my beats, not all of them. I try to.
He's going to be on the record.
Is planned on making a few of those beats for the whole album. Yeah,
very cool.
But I like to get it kind of. I like different beat makers for different songs mainly because there's a lot of people that get some vibes and then there's a lot of people that just can't do a certain thing. So depending on what I want to do, I know a guy, which is
right. Now, how old are you?
I'm actually 19.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Getting after it early. That's smart.
Yeah, I was going to say, I tried to get out there, and plus, it's hard not to when you're just doing music. You know, you're just having fun. I also do a lot of tech work. I like going into the wires and hooking things up, and so every day I'm learning new stuff that all correlates together, and it's awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Rad.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
Who's chewing?
Time?
I think it's
time.
No. Get a little snack.
Nobody in here. I've got to get out of here because I've got to go see Heterophobia and
we've got some big announcements.
It took this show.
And this band called Hans Gruber and the Diehards.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
I can't miss
that's
that.
That's an awesome band name.
But I wanted to talk about the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market that's coming up in less than a month. February 8th and 9th at the Generator in Sparks. And we have finalized our lineup. And we're going to have Lost Idea, Yes. Vague Choir.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Junior.
Rick is going to do this after every band name.
I don't know that.
Junior is actually going to be on the show.
I believe on the 27th.
On the 27th, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking rad. So I will know them by then.
And yes. Then obviously, you'll like them. You all know Trifling Bitches is Logan. Mm,
Logan.
And,
yeah.
Logan.
I missed it at Mary Anarchy. Was it great?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
He
was
sick.
It was good.
It was what you would expect.
Solid.
He was hella solid. Sick. He could barely talk. I don't know why they didn't cancel.
He came as a giant tortilla.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah. His tortilla outfit. Totally.
I'm so excited. And then I'm going to have back-to-back 6 Sundays and Trifling Bitches so that...
Nice.
Because that's Foo Fleming's band
in
Portland. So
rad.
Foo. Yeah.
So they're going to be playing. The Scattering is playing. Sell the Sun. My Friends Ravished from L.A. They're coming up. Rat Feces. Lincoln Skins is going to be playing. They were on the podcast.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, I love them.
And then Knocked Down, who was also on the podcast.
Yeah.
Which I fucking love. A band called Fornus. Cryptillions is playing.
Oh, nice. God, I love the Cryptillions so much.
And then A Wormhole Could Kill Us All.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Deadly Gallows and Sucker Punch.
Holy fuck shit. Yeah.
Nice lineup.
So this is over 2 days?
2 days. It's Saturday and Sunday, February 8th and 9th.
Very cool. This was so much fun. And then don't forget all the crazy crafty bullshit is so amazing.
Yeah, we have more than 75 vendors.
Patches
we've got.
And it's not your regular craft shit. It's like next level, like weird punk rock.
I got
craft
a sticker made of wood that says eat pussy. It's awesome.
We have all
the and don't forget, this is where I got the ceramic deer body with child's doll.
Oh
head.
Yeah.
It is so
weird, cool shit.
It's so disturbing. It's so disturbing. People always walk in and go, oh.
I love it.
I have a lot of weird shit in my house, and that's upsets many people.
We're doing all of the usual kind of offbeat crafts, and we have the giant car smash this year. We have a car smash pyramid instead of just a car to smash.
Oh, man.
We had two last year, one the year before, so now, I don't know, we're going to eventually completely outgrow the car smash area.
Just remember, kids, safety third.
Safety third. We're gonna
sign
have,
the waiver.
We're going to have...
sign the waiver.
We're going to have Drag Story Hour again, which was a hit last year. That was super fun. With our friend Aspen Meadows. She'll be putting on a good show.
My mom was so excited about the drag queen.
Was she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
She was like, she wanted to run over there and see. Like, she was excited.
Can I touch your hair?
Right.
I'm so glad. So it's going to be more of the same, but better.
Awesome.
This year, the 2020 Reno Punk Rock Flea Market. So
fucking rad.
Save your pennies. Come check it out. It's well worth it.
You don't have to save
it.
That many pennies because it's only $5.
Because it's punk rock.
It's $5 for one day or $8 for both days, and that's for 16 plus bands.
But bring some money to spend at the vendors.
And is there donation concessions available?
Yes. There will be a beer garden again.
Yeah.
Of course. We can't throw a party at the generator without beer. It's like we're. Who do you think we are?
Halloween without jack-o'-lanterns?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a punk rock flea market, not Square's fucking flea market.
Square's bill.
It's not the regular flea market.
We have beer donated this year by Great Basin.
Hey,
so,
nice.
Got some good beer.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all I got to say.
Well, we're proud of
you,
Kim.
Happy New Year. It's good to see you.
Thank you. It was good to see you guys. And I'm sorry I have to bounce, but I got to go to the
show. Go rock and roll.
Yeah, go tell Hans Gruber.
Say hi to everybody.
Yippee-ki-yay,
motherfuckers. Yeah. I hope that's one of their songs.
If it's not.
Yeah, then that's just ridiculous.
But it's got to be a slow waltz or something. really heavy, hardcore Pantera shit.
Or if they do Ghost Riders in the Sky, because they say yippee-ki-yay now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, my music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I don't know why Kermit's hosting the quiz, but I am. It's a welcome back to the show for me. Who wants to do drugs? We're going to ask all of our contestants a whole bunch of crazy questions and maybe embarrass them, and they probably don't want their moms to listen to this episode. Hi, Mom. Are you ready to play?
Bye, Kermit. Yes. Hi, Rory.
Yeah, okay, hi. I don't know what happened there. Kermit, you don't belong in this studio this year. Where are those questions? Gosh, I've lost them.
Oh, damn.
All right, I'm not going to start with that one, but what's the first concert you ever went to?
The first concert I went to was actually Elton John.
Elton John.
Yeah, and it was awesome. Probably the best performer I've ever seen.
Where?
Ever.
What city?
It was in Boise, Idaho.
Boise,
at the Taco Bell Stadium. It was fantastic.
That's even better.
Four points. Your points are adding up.
They're stacking.
Oh, I think that's a times two multiplier right there.
Even I thought that was gay.
Ken?
Okay, first one that I was told I went to, or that I remember.
Let's go with
that you remember.
Like, went to on purpose, okay, kind
that
of
I
thing.
Went to on purpose, Duran Duran, Seven and the Ragged
yes!
Tiger.
Yes! 80s kids. And it should be mentioned that Duran Duran, at the time, I don't know if it still is, Ken's favorite fucking band.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They're neck and neck with Gin Blossoms now.
How long have you known each other, Rick and Ken?
We met
this is my not part of the quiz.
Freshman year, which was your sophomore year?
Yeah.
Oh, high school.
So we've been friends since high school, yes.
Yep.
Okay, back
and
to
we
the
hung
quiz.
Out a fair amount,
You were what, the railroaders?
Well, I only went to theater class because I could be on acid in theater class.
Hang out in a rafters.
Best way to be.
And Ken was in my theater class at one point, so we saw a lot of
each
other.
And probably on acid.
Right. We knew the same people.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place for everything.
And that was theater class.
Nick?
Yes. Tell me the...
Do you need a list of questions?
Tell me the situation, location, time of day, circumstances of the loss of your virginity.
Oh. Ooh. I thought you were going to ask about circumcision.
Let's go again. We'll go old school first.
Okay. Let's see. Time of day would have been during school because I was close enough to walk home.
Is this a cutting said theater class?
What grade?
No. What grade? So freshman year.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a natural time.
It was a natural time. It was very natural.
Riku's going to be a freshman next year.
Young lady in question was... going to my church, actually.
Hey.
So, and she was
points quite, for that.
Quite sweet. So, but yeah. So lunchtime, it was good. It was a good lunch that day.
And whose house was it at?
It was mine.
It was your house. Okay. And was there ever a second date?
Yeah.
Second lunch.
All right. Second lunch.
Nice. TCP.
So I was living in Vegas at the time. And a really good friend of mine, we used to all get together. There was like four or five of us that would all hang out. But me and one girl, we would always split off a little bit later. Everyone else would kind of bounce out.
Time of day.
Oh, time of day. It was midday. So like 5 o'clock or something right around there.
Okay.
And it was at her house. Her parents left. And to like go grocery shopping or something.
Oh God, never go grocery shopping.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Not with two teenagers.
How old are you? How old are you two?
I was in eighth grade. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's awful.
And anyway, her parents came back pretty early. So on the plus side, everything went good, and
they didn't need to buy all the groceries
until they walked in. You know, exactly.
Extra points for getting caught.
Exactly. Good times.
Like, did you get caught like in trouble, or did you just have to stop?
No, it was more like we heard them coming, and then by the time we got everything situated so they wouldn't
couldn't
know.
Hear you coming.
Like, we walked in, no, we walked out of the room, and that was, you know, the clear kind of, oh, okay. Yeah, they were not happy about that. I thought it was hilarious. But
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Rick.
Rick?
Yeah. What posters or things did you have on your wall as a child?
Interesting. Who should we start with, Rick?
Ken!
Posters or things?
I feel like
posters.
Rick's fishing for an answer.
Yeah, okay. Posters. James Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice. The one where he's wearing the Wayfarers and the white jacket.
Yeah.
And the blue shirt.
God, it was a different time.
Big cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Shit, and a cigarette in a child's room
and
poster.
And a cigarette, yep.
Yep.
And, of course, Star Wars posters and you know, Thompson Twins album covers.
Fuck yeah!
Oh,
you know.
Nice. Thompson Twins.
Thompson Twins.
That's pretty specific.
The twins that aren't twins, girl.
Sweet. So is it just posters or posters and what, shit?
Or yeah, yeah, whatever. Like, what, things,
what was memorable?
And it could be high school. It could be a little kid. What were you into?
Oh, well, mainly the things that were on my wall, a lot of Tupac. I actually, there was a point where I wrote down the majority of his quotes and just had his quotes on my wall. I used to have Biggie. Then I used to have 5 or 6 different Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons records that I
loved. That's out of left.
And then I was a huge, I did MMA fighting for quite a while. So I have like a bunch of fighting tools. I have like katanas and a bunch of stuff that I like to hang up. And now at the house, I just got done probably a month ago hanging up all my like certifications and stuff that I got through going through school. And I like to kind of sport it out, anything that I do up there.
Ian?
All right, so you're on death row, and you're walking down that final green mile. You can have any comedian you want dressed as a clown next to you. Who is that comedian?
Dave Chappelle.
Ooh.
Very good answer.
No think. Yeah.
Eddie Izzard.
Also, yes. Excellent answer. However, the correct answer is Jerry Lewis.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Upon your death, my friend, where would you haunt?
Ooh, my old high school. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, we don't.
Halls of the high school.
Yeah, I've never been a big high school fan, and it's not because of like the kids or anything. I normally didn't have a problem. It was actually like the teachers, the principal, the like just administrative whole thing. I was always one of those kids that was just pissed off that these guys in suits that never taught a class are in front of, you know, like
so you'd haunt like the faculty lounge.
Exactly. They just all need to be eliminated.
Unless you're dying really soon, they'll all be haunting the school with you.
I was
right?
saying, exactly. Oh, unfortunately, man. But that's okay. I'll haunt them in their hauntings. Oh, that's cool. I think that's how that works.
Ken?
I'll haunt the ghosts.
Meta.
I guess the house I grew up in as a kid, probably. That's when I was in elementary school. I like the house.
Oh, is that here in Reno?
It's general
area. Home. Like, what's the nearest cross street?
It's up Heights Drive in Everett, way up there.
If you
circle around Heights, eventually come down to the bottom. Grace Warner Elementary School is right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that was
my neighborhood
up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Windy.
Windy. It would get snow back then. There was snow in Reno.
Once upon a time,
when I walked uphill both ways.
I think ghosts like it cold too.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Bring
the snow.
That was just a great neighborhood. That's where I would haunt.
Mm. Very good. Oh, I was gonna ask you, what's your favorite cult movie?
Brain Candy, Kids in the Hall.
Nice. Ooh. Excellent.
Subtle play.
Wait. It's a pill that gives worms to ex-girlfriends.
You just don't get it. Woo!
Excellent. Favorite cult film?
So, to be honest with you, I barely watch TV.
Not, what's your favorite movie then?
All right, favorite movie. I am a huge fan of Law Abiding Citizen. Good old action,
right,
Gerard Butler kind of, you know, yeah, people, yeah, dying, yeah, and you don't
bang,
know.
Bang, bang, shoot them up.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
I like it.
Should we jump to rapid fire?
Yes.
Oh, yes? Right. Okay. Oh. Let me pull up the rapid fire question list so I can shoot them all out at you.
Peanut butter
fast.
And jelly or bologna?
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Fuck yeah.
Who wins in a fight? Cat or a dog?
Dog.
Cat.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, I was just going to say, does anybody eat bologna anymore?
No.
No.
It's okay. Did anybody ever eat bologna? We only ate it because we were poor.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, wow, I really want bologna. You know what? If you fry it, it's not bad.
Rapid fire, Rick.
I'm sorry.
Who wins in a fight? A python or an eagle?
Python.
Eagle.
Okay. Donkey or walrus?
Walrus.
Donkey.
Who wins in a fight? Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay.
Ooh, got to agree.
Yeah.
Who wins in a fight? Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Elvis knows karate.
Elvis would kill the Beatles.
Elvis would sit on the Beatles.
When he sat around, that, never mind.
Okay, you guys, being gay is really great. Being ginger is really great. A choice of those two great things, which one would you rather be?
Can't be both? Come on.
Nope.
Yeah. You can be both.
I'm already ginger, I guess, so...
Okay.
Stick with it.
Okay. Stick with it.
Blue waffle or lemon party?
Blue waffle.
Blue waffle.
Okay.
Awesome.
Awesome. You both lose. when searching the internet for self-pleasure, what are your favorite keywords on the adult sites?
Cosplay.
No. That was quick, too. I'm going to give you a question.
That's a true answer.
Go fuck.
Ken, you got any preferred search key terms?
Do you want some
amateur?
You know, amateur. He does Asian black chips.
No, we didn't. That, thank you.
MMF.
Thank you.
Riku, he answered the question.
Thank you.
Amateur.
Beat up or arrested?
No.
Which would you rather?
Beat up.
Yeah. Only lasts one night, right?
Right.
Well, usually when you get arrested, you get a free beating anyway.
Exactly. If you returned, vampire or werewolf?
Werewolf.
Vampire.
Okay.
Oh, circumcised or not?
Yes.
Yes, circumcised.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. All the white guys look at you funny whenever you ask that question, Rick.
You never know what his parents were into.
Vegas or Reno?
Reno.
Reno.
That's right.
I lived in Vegas, too, so I...
That was a trick question.
Oh, would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
AIDS, they have better drugs for it.
Mm. Coldplay or a cold sore?
Coldplay.
Nickelback or herpes?
Herpes.
Nickelback.
All right, I'll tabulate the scores here. God, it's a really tight race, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to like side with the elder in the room. But
oh
yeah,
that was hella close.
It was very tight. It was very like there was only like how old are you?
49.
And how old are you? 19. Yeah, only like 30 points separated.
Makes sense.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen, for playing.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. I'd like to segue out of this, and do you have another tune for us?
I do. So this last one that I'm going to do, I'm a huge fan of multiple types of music. I used to listen to country quite a bit, even though I wasn't one of those country guys. I did listen to it, so... But one of my
country's
favorite songs.
Good.
I'm saying one of my favorite songs is "Letter to Me" by Brad Paisley, and they really just over the years of hearing that song every year and just being like, wow, this is such an amazing song. I wanted to kind of do the same exact thing and just kind of in my perspective in my life. So I wrote a letter to myself. So here it is. One goes out to myself. I'm writing this letter for me. Sent back to the past, the days I was sad, losing my sanity. When the world's so cold, you can't grab a hold of what you really need. So instead you fight, push away and hide and destroy mentality. Dear T, I know you're only 13, but you really need to think about the life you're soon to live. Parties every night is the shit till you're sick and you start to regret what you did. But then you repeat it again with your friends for a feeling you're fighting to find. To ease your mind with the late nights consist of no sleep, cause you cry and think, why me? Where's peace? Where's the love? I don't get what's cool about losing your fucks. I don't see any luck with these kids growing up. The school system sucks and the cops act tough, so they can all say these drugs are bad. Bust at the crack and it's not rocking when they put the cash in the stash of the wallet. When we turn it back, you can't recall it, cause the cheap beats backed when he plead for a pardon. Yeah, that's retarded, what can I say? I know you felt that weight for many days. No one gave you a break, they spit in your face and dig grave for your name, but that's okay. You need to focus on yourself, and please stop worrying about everyone else. Cause I know it's no surprise, but all those other guys from your life are nowhere to be found in mine. And I know that's part of your fears. I know it was hard when she left at the years. I know taking pills fucked up all of your feels. Now you have all this drive and you can't even steer. And it's not near, yeah, not even close. Trying to reach the belly of the beast, but you're only at the throat. Hoping that he don't choke and cause a full collapse on everything you ever know. Whoa, drive slow, think smart. Keep your words to yourself if a fight start. Cause with dad, he probably right. And now mom is up crying every night. But it's alright if you learn a thing or two when you see what and what not to do. I can tell you that I do not regret the actions you have made, cause that makes makes the man I am today, not you. So buck up, it's time to start living. What's talent if it can't be driven? Listen, something about you different. It's your mission to gift and give it out to the people with visions. Trying hard to make it, giving all the patience, hoping for a payment, living on the pavement, trying to find hope. You could be the guy that's just please don't choke. But hey, I believe in you and everything that you do, and that's real. And I know one day you'll grow to be great, cause time finds a way to heal. And if I would say anything to your face, good job is what you hear. Cause you work so hard and you come so far, much more than it appears. So I sent this one out to myself, I wrote this letter for you. Sent back to the past of the days you were sad but never had a clue. That the world's so bright cause you're only up at night, so you never gotta see the view. But you'll be just fine if you keep living life, and I promise you'll make it through, I do.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was,
man,
a nice goodbye song.
That was
thank
good.
You, thank you.
What do you got going on this weekend, anybody? What's happening in the
this
happy
weekend,
haps?
This weekend, Roxy Colley is recording with Rick.
Oh my god, wow. So awesome!
You can
now,
catch.
Do you guys have like stuff to record, right?
Oh yeah,
we got a ton of new songs.
We got two songs, and then we might work on a track that didn't go on the last album, but we have most of it.
Oh my god!
So we might.
I love.
I'm
you
not
guys
sure
so
which
John. This is so exciting.
We're definitely
doing two. Though.
I kind of meant for like the rest of the world, like you know what's happening.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Town.
What's going on?
Like, if you knew of anything,
well, that matters.
I was
going to
tell the people about the Bruca show.
Yeah, on Friday and Saturday night, take five.
Yeah, that's a Bruca, and that's a bunch of 5-minute acts about
the art of doing things.
Yeah, the art of whatever. Like, there's a tattoo guy. There's probably a,
John Potter.
Yeah,
specifically is the tattoo guy.
Dancers and just all kinds of people. And Saturday they're going to feature
the art of the worst little podcast.
That's right. So me and Rory are coming up with a 5-minute bit, and. Well, we're not going to give it away. We'll tell you how it goes.
Yeah,
but you got to come down and see it.
The whole event is a series of local creators and producers and giving a hot 5 minutes on what they do, the art of what they create. I believe there are, like you said, dancers. There's John Potter to talk about tattoos. I think there's a masseuse. There's people to talk about legal matters and that kind of thing. It's all across a broad spectrum of things that people do here in town. So it's kind of great to be recognized as somebody who's
we were invited
shaking the
there,
trees. Yeah.
So, which is really nice. So we couldn't tell Mary Bennett no. We're like,
no.
Of course we'll be there.
Of course, Mary. We'll hop right on that. We've got something for you. And it's going to be a great time. I encourage everybody to show up. I think it's going to be a very eye-opening event. It is both Friday and Saturday night from 7 till, I believe, 9:30.
Yeah, something
7
like
to
that.
9, 7 to 9:30, something like that.
You look it up at Bruca.
Yeah, and then if you're interested in getting out and doing some of the drinking over at Jub Jub's, we've got our good friends, the Blunderbust.
Oh, yeah.
Playing a show.
Damn.
They are playing with, oh, shoot, where did that go? I just had it.
They kick so much ass.
Yeah, Blunderbust, My Dallas Teens, and Acid Reality Casualty Test.
That's going to be a good show.
That's actually a really sick show. But I think the next night there is also going to be really cool. There's Chris Fox as a part of something.
Oh,
well, that narrows it down.
13
right.
bands, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even find that anymore. But there's a lot of great stuff. There's some stuff going on at Shays. Damn it, I lost that too. My phone updated. I keep deleting my Facebook app because I stay on it too much, but then I need it to like look up events for things like this.
Ian, you're usually on that shit. You got it?
Yeah.
I already looked at him and he already looked at me like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Kim was here earlier, great, so I thought I was off the hook. I know
I
was
saying
the first
Nick,
half of the show,
Nick
like
Ang,
going through.
Somewhere in Midtown, Nick Ang's got a show this Saturday too.
Oh, hell, he's good.
Yeah.
Check him out. He's awesome.
That dude likes the Beatles.
Chad Flores' album release at the Holland Project. Now I'm just scrolling through stuff.
Well, while you're scrolling through stuff, I have our costume designer and key grip for this week's
episode. Hey!
Our costume designer is Jen Scafidi.
And
our key grip is Tom Odenheimer.
Aw, we love you!
Jen, I should have suspected, given the revealing outfits that you had us all wear tonight.
Thank you, Jen.
The lace was a nice touch.
Thank you, Tom.
We couldn't do it without the fabulous costumes, so thank you so much. I mean,
seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Mine too, Jen. but I think that has to do with the chafing.
Ew.
It's cold in here.
Okay, at any rate, let's put a fork in this and call it good.
Let's recap. How can people get a hold of you, Ken, for pain advocacy?
www.nobleadvocacy.com.
And then my EP is going to be out February 21st. You can find that either on YouTube by searching up TCP, or you can find it on my website at www.advancedaudiollc.com.
And is it like capital T, capital C, capital P, no periods?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Just checking.
I'm making it easy.
High performance. Get rid of the, who needs those stupid
periods? It's just in the way.
Yeah. Taking up room on my logo. My face could go there 3 times.
It's always the last one that looks weird.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning into the show and the start of a glorious 10th season.
Fuck yeah.
Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Ian Cadillac, Kim, Chewy, and the great Lord Strice, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies. On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.